Welcome, friendly viewers, to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. The Bhagavad Gita is considered one of Hinduism's most sacred texts and records the teachings Lord Krishna imparted to his disciple Arjuna on life, spirituality, and the universe. Regarding the nature of thoughts, Lord Krishna said, "You are what you think. Hence, thought is action, being and becoming. What one thinks, one becomes. Such is the power of thought." On today's program, we are delighted to share a story of how constructive thinking brought about tremendous change to one man's life, a transformation which proves anything is possible. In 1987, Dr. Ali Dinesh, a psychiatrist originally from Iran who settled in New Zealand, met with a serious road accident that resulted in a major brain injury. He lay in a hospital unconscious for more than 4 months. The damage was so severe that doctors said he would not be able to walk or talk again and that he would be blind for life. Today, Dr. Dinesh walks with the help of a walker and is able to see. What's more, by sheer willpower, he has regained the ability to read, write, and speak. As a beacon of hope to other patients and all those facing serious challenges in life, Dr. Dinesh is living proof of the miraculous power of uplifting thoughts, determination, and constructive actions. In this second part of a two-part series, Dr. Dinesh continues to share his remarkable experiences of self-healing and rehabilitation in his journey towards recovery.
Before you come here, I wrote here, never give up, because human potential is unlimited. I wrote this for you.
And you're an example of that.
Oh, fortunately, we should have thousands of examples of that. No injured person should suffer, no family of injured patient should suffer, because there's a chance for improvement, therefore, that chance give them accumulation of little happiness, bring a lot of pleasure and confidence to them too.
So after your accident, you were unconscious for 6 months?
6 months, right.
6 months. And then when you started to regain consciousness, you would wake up for a little while and go back to sleep?
Oh, it's very gradual. It takes maybe months to become fully alert and fully conscious about the situation. I was still semi-conscious and semi-alert for many, many months until gradually I become fully involved.
And what do you remember about that time when you became more aware of yourself and what had happened to you?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't have good memory about those days. I have very vague memory because a lot of information transferred to me by my dear wife. Therefore, I don't know this is my memory or the things that she told me. Therefore, I should say very limited memory. For example, I wrote my wife's name is Elizabeth 100 times until remember that.
So you can't remember your wife's name?
No. I have three children. Maybe I wrote in paper 200 times. I have three children, Helen, John, and Amy. Therefore, by repetition of those kind of things, by writing and not giving up, this is the way I remember my family members. Finally, I went to my parents and my wife's parents and gradually expanded my memory to any other friend and things like that.
Through his belief in himself and sheer willpower, Dr. Dinesh retrained his brain to remember to the degree that he was even given the option to begin working as a doctor again.
Finally, I became alert enough. They said, even you have some memory problem, you can practice psychiatrist again. Therefore, they call, still even at this time, I receive call once a while from some prominent psychiatrist in the United States that I was working with. They consult with me about their patient, and I will be more than glad to share my knowledge and information to them too.
What did physicians think about Dr. Dinesh's recovery?
Oh, all of the professors said, Ali, that's a miracle. And I said, this miracle should not happen only to me, should happen to every injured person in this world. I believe that too, 100%.
As Dr. Dinesh points out, it is our thinking that limits us, as we are fully capable of beyond what we can even imagine.
Many GPs don't believe how much potential injured person. Therefore, I have to explain that I think our beloved children, they don't reach more than 10-15% of their potential. They have a lot of more potential. I was talking in a group and I said, I'm talking to 100 people with it. I'm talking to 100 Albert Einstein, all of you like Albert Einstein. They have a lot of potential, and I want you to see yourself as an achiever, not as loser. That's very important, how much we believe about ourselves and positive attitude toward ourselves and others.
When we return in a few moments, we will hear more inspirational words from Dr. Ali Dinesh. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Science and Spirituality on Supreme Master Television. Our program features Dr. Ali Dinesh, who is living proof of how the miraculous power of constructive thinking can induce self-healing and rehabilitation.
You know, self-confidence is very important. Therefore, when we believe in something, we should put our heart and energy toward that belief fully, without any limitation, and try hard to reach that goal. And first of all, we need to see the goal that we set is good for humankind or not. That's very important. We have to establish the goal being positive and for wellness of humankind, 100%. When goal is positive, then work toward that goal with all of our energy. Word of positiveness is my dictionary, and in word of negativity is not in my dictionary at all. Therefore, everything is positive, and we should work positive toward ourselves, toward our family, to our society, and negativity is damaging. Therefore, positiveness should be on our head and negativity under our legs. That's my advice to everyone.
Nick Beetz and Allison McClellan interact with brain-injured persons as part of their work with the nonprofit organization, the Brain Injury Association of New Zealand. They have seen Dr. Dinesh assist others in recovering from their brain injuries by encouraging them to think in a constructive way.
Whatever your level of disability, you know, that's not actually dictating your quality of life. Those are the things that really determine how you view your life, just being hopeful and being positive.
And I feel Ali's a good example of somebody that's concentrating on the full part of the glass.
Yeah, I think he celebrates. He celebrates what's in the glass.
And that's why he's more successful, because he's not living with that empty part of the glass.
And he doesn't count how much has been taken out of the glass.
No.
He just celebrates what there is.
What is grateful and happy to...
And works on... more
and
I can put in the glass.
I admire him, because he's not living in the past. He's coping with what he's got and getting on with his future.
Mm.
And I just admire that so much in Ali.
He has made quite an amazing recovery from where he was after the accident.
That sums up Ali,
Dr. Dinesh now gives some advice on how we can better our lives and fulfill our true potential.
First of all, they need to accept the fact that the potential they have is something they need to work toward. That the potential doesn't come to us by chance. We have to go toward those kind of things and try our best to contribute by willingness and positiveness toward goal. I think they should find something positive about goal and respect the goal and toward work. In every issue, you can find negative and positive things. Put negative thing aside and grab the positive one in everything.
Many spiritual traditions say that our intentions and thoughts shape the many events that take place in our lives. In other words, the future is created by our speech, actions, and thoughts. Sages and holy teachers have advocated constructive thinking and peaceful intentions to bring good, happy outcomes. This is known as living with conscious intention. The Buddha has said, "The mind is everything. What you think, you become." In the Holy Bible, Proverbs 23:7 teaches us that as you think in your heart, so ye shall be. And in the sacred text of the Vedas, it is stated that if you have positive thoughts, your life will get a positive direction.
Many people, they think we are only physical body. As human being, we are only a body. We have a spirit too. Believing, having a spirit is good for ourselves, good for our family, good for others. Besides the most important things, you cannot deny it. We have a spirit. Proving this is not a spirit is very difficult. But proving that this kind of spirit exists is easier, because many times we contribute to each other through the feeling of our emotion. Emotion is related to this kind of things, and you cannot only concentrate on physical things. I believe that human being is brain, mind, feeling, and body.
We sincerely thank Dr. Ali Dinesh for sharing with us his beautiful message that our potential is unlimited so long as we believe in ourselves and keep our thoughts constructive. We wish him the very best in continuing to help many more people realize that anything is possible, whether they are working to uplift themselves or others to a higher level. Thank you, gracious viewers, for your company on today's Science and Spirituality. Coming up next is Words of Wisdom after Noteworthy News. May we all seek to transform our world with love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/SS.